In the aftermath of a school shooting in the United States, we often hear that the perpetrator was at one time a victim of bullying. Well, now a study by the US Secret Service has confirmed the link, saying most people who committed deadly school attacks were badly bullied and had a history of trouble at school. Louise Creeley has the details.
Another community is in disbelief.
It's an experience almost unfathomable in Australia that's become all too common in the United States.
Tragedy in Colorado, where two teenage gunmen turned another American school into a terrible, terrible
thing. Students sitting safe in their classrooms 1 minute, running for their lives from a fellow student with a gun the next.
Children as young as kindergartners fleeing and panic parents waiting outside.
The US Secret Service has looked in depth at 41 school shootings in the country over the last decade. It's one of the most comprehensive studies done since the Columbine shooting in 1999. It found a majority of those who committed the atrocities were themselves badly bullied at school. They also had a history of getting into trouble in the classroom and exhibited behaviour that concerned others but was never reported. Megan Solomon is a general manager at Relationships Australia.
I want to talk about different types of bullying. So there's sort of kids who are bullies, kids who are sort of victims of bullies, and then people who become bully victims. So they've been victimised for a long time and they become bullies of others as well.
Megan Solomon says the long-term effects of being bullied can't be underestimated, and it can affect academic and school performance, relationships, as well as a student's emotional development.
We get kids who end up being either depressed and or have suicidal thoughts, can become very anxious and very sort of hypervigilant about what everybody else is thinking and doing because they're second-guessing their environment. Often they'll start avoiding school and not wanting to go to school, not wanting to go to environments where they're being bullied, if they're being victimised, and obviously then socially withdrawing from other kids, so not feeling accepted by peers, not feeling that they belong, not feeling connected, so they can become quite lonely. So then their ability to relate to other kids gets affected over time. And so end up with, you know, sort of antisocial behaviours, being withdrawing, acting out on other kids because they're anxious, because they don't know how to connect, etc., don't necessarily develop the strategies to negotiate or to, you know, join into social circles or to resolve issues or resolve conflict. So things escalate easily. There's studies that will talk about, you know, the long-term impact into adulthood of long-term bullying, being a victim of bullying.
Tom McIntyre is from the advocacy group Act for Kids. He recommends if a parent suspects their child is being bullied, they should go straight to school authorities. They also need to reach out to their kids.
Looking for some of the signs like unexplained injuries, loss or destroyed clothing or other indicators of physical harm. Kids can often have headaches. There can be some physiological reactions to being bullied, difficult sleeping, a sudden decline in their academic performance at school. There's things that parents will pick up on.
Tom McIntyre ending Louise Creeley's report.